Joining us right now, we've got the Chief Medical Officer at the UH Elyria Medical Center, Dr. Anthony Baseweiss, joining us here at the booth. Dr. Baseweiss, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for having me this afternoon, and fantastic with a great turnout you have at the fair this afternoon. That's great.
Now, I got to say, it's not very often that you speak with a medical professional such as yourself, a doctor. You walked in here, not necessarily hobbling, but you told me before we came on the air, you've got a wall, you got a boot on. What happened?
You know, physician, don't heal thyself, and also be very careful. About a little over a month ago, I fell and broke a few bones in my foot on the right side, and with the proper care, it's coming along well. I've got the boot on to keep it under control, and so I'm doing okay. So just a little safety precaution at home. I learned a lesson, and we all can benefit from that.
No question about that, and at this health fair, there's a lot that the employees will certainly benefit from, and having the resource and having the access to the UH Elyria Medical Center, something I think that the employees here can certainly take advantage of, and we're tooting your horn for you simply because you guys have a lot of reason to be excited about all the great accomplishments over 112 years you've been around now, and a five-star rating, and you're in the top 9% for quality care, so that's really exciting news.
Absolutely. You know, there's only about 407 hospitals in the country that have that five-star rating. We're proud to say we're the only one in Lorain County. We've been working at this constantly, and our colleagues in the medical profession do that as well, but we've actually exceeded our expectations, and CMS, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid, the federal organization that actually compares every hospital in the country to this, has awarded that to us over the for the criteria that they look at. If you go online to healthcare compare or hospitalcompare.gov or CMS and ask for hospital comparisons, you can get a list. If you put your zip code in, like 44035, you'll get all the hospitals around the area. And of course, we come up because we're first with the five star, and the other ones are behind us. It's a great way for people to look at hospitals and make comparisons. And when they do, they'll find out that we here at UH Elyria Medical Center are in a position to take care of pretty much anything and everything that they need. And as part of the university hospital system, we have resources at our fingertips to take care of problems that may exceed our capabilities at our location. So for us, it's something to be really proud of, to achieve this five-star rating, and one of the few in the area, and certainly one of the only one in the county.
You had talked about some of the resources that you guys have that some others do not. Can you elaborate on some of those, which really you think really kind of makes you guys stand out?
Well, for one, we are affiliated with University Hospitals Cleveland Medical Center, which is a level one trauma facility for the region. There's only a few in the area. And when we have trauma patients that come to our unit, which is here at UH Elyria, we're a level three designate. We're working on our full certification. If it's something that exceeds our capability of managing from a trauma point of view, we transfer these patients downtown to Cleveland Medical Center. Right next door to Cleveland Medical Center is Rainbow Babies and Children's Hospital, part of the UH system. It is the only level one pediatric trauma facility in the greater Cleveland area. So the other systems will refer their pediatric trauma cases to our facility as well, plus the region. So we have those like fourth degree or quaternary care things at our disposal so that we can take care of our patients in a seamless fashion. We then also have resources of expertise from the main campus that can join us. Plus, our own physicians are very highly qualified. We provide services in cardiac surgery, cardiology, pulmonary medicine, you name it, we can pretty much take care of it. In addition, we have a full obstetric service, which is near and dear to my heart since my training is obstetrician and gynecologist. We have those capabilities right here in town, and many of the people that may be working here today were delivered at our hospital. We have a long legacy, as you pointed out, 112 years that we have been active in the area. So the resources that we bring to the community are those that are tied to the UH health system, and plus what we do here on our own, which we do very well. We're proud of that.
You do extraordinarily well. There's no question about that. A five-star rating, and when you're in the top 9%, that certainly says something. You mentioned the resources, and I think anytime somebody hears resources, they immediately try and take a look at, is it the machinery, is it the technology? One of the best resources I think you've got are the people, and the people are certainly a huge part of this. Can you talk about that, some of the folks that you have a chance to work with that really kind of makes it so special?
Well, I think you hit it on the head. It is the people. We have a very, very dedicated group of practitioners, providers, and everyone in our hospital participates in the care of our patients, whether you are our hospital president, who couldn't be here today, to myself, who is also a healthcare deliverer. I still practice medicine. Are my colleagues, our nursing colleagues. We have nurses that are very well trained, very dedicated to the work that they do in their area of expertise, whether it's the emergency room, the intensive care unit, the regular medical floors, the OB department, anywhere. They're very dedicated. This is one of the things I think that makes us as good as we are, is that the fact that we pull together as a team. And then we go to other areas as well. Our maintenance people, our environmental services people, they're the ones that help maintain our facility so that it is clean as it can be, working top-notch. That is the cohesiveness that we have. Without those resources, the people that we have in our facility, we would not, you could have technology, but if there's no people there to use it, it doesn't really matter. So that is the strength of the facility that we have, that the dedicated staff that are there every day. They come to work to do the best they can to take care of the patients that are in their care, whether they've been there for a day or two or they're walking in the door that day for the first time. This is their life's work.
And I tell you what, it's certainly outstanding. We talk about all those accolades, and, you know, we're certainly very fortunate to be here at the health fair, where there's a lot of great things going on, a lot of different screenings going on here, too. And I'm sure this has got to be a lot of fun for you as well, to kind of see some of your best people at work here.
Sure.
at this health fair.
Sure. We have people I see here every day that are working here today as providing information to the employees. But as you pointed out earlier, we're screening for diabetes. We're screening for just general health. We're screening for blood pressure. One of the most important things about medicine is we're moving from doing just what I call reactive medicine. Somebody comes in with a problem, we try to fix it. We try to control it. We're learning more that you can avoid problems by doing preventative medicine. So early in life, have the right kind of lifestyle changes that make your blood pressure better. That your diet is better, and you'll avoid diabetes, you'll avoid high blood pressure. Learn how to manage your stress. Learn where your weak points are. Learn how to keep your weight under control. One of the biggest problems in America today, as well as the rest of the world, is being overweight and obese are things that lead to major medical problems down the road. If you tackle those early with good lifestyle changes, the kinds of things that we're touting here at the health fair, you can avoid these problems down the road. Yes, it would be great to say our cardiac surgeons didn't have anybody to operate on because everyone was in good health, but we know we need to have that available. So knowing how to take care of yourself from early in your life through good education, good health habits, will help avoid some of these problems later on so that you can be healthy well into your 7th, 8th, and 9th decade of life, unquestionably. Just don't try falling down like I did.
Very well stated. Well, Dr. Baseweiss, this was a lot of fun. You
sure.
know, Linda was kind enough to bring you over here, your very first stop here at the health fair. I know you've got other stops to make, so we appreciate you stopping by, giving us some of your time. Nothing but the safest and speediest of recoveries with your foot. Seems like your hand actually recovered pretty well, so a speedy recovery to you. And again, thank you for stopping by.
My pleasure, Andy. Thank you for having me.
Thank you again.
You're welcome.